The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
More than half of all Americans turning 65 today will develop a disability that's serious enough to require long-term care, which could potentially be a big expense that impacts you. So we want to help you prepare for this, and that's what we're going to be talking about today on our show. Thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial are right here in the Silicon Valley area, and he has been helping people have remarkable retirements for over 30 years now. He's a certified financial planner, and it's his goal to help 1,001 people retire by 2031. Here's the phone number that we want you to use for our show today, 800-454-1184. You may call or text this number, 800-454-1184. If you text the number, text the word toolbox, you'll get Eric's book, Blueprint to Worryless Wealth, plus some other educational materials. Just text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, and find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Yeah. Hey, Luanna. It's a good topic to be talking about, for in terms of long-term care.
Yep.
It's one of those things that really none of us want to ever talk about.
No.
So it's also a tough one because it's something that I think is probably the number one planning process is the ostrich plan. Stick your head in the sand and just don't do anything. And that's not the right plan at all.
No, it is not. So over half of Americans 65 and older have some type of a serious illness. 80% of adults who are getting long-term care at home, they're relying on their family and their friends. I know people who have done that as well. I have, friends, acquaintances who have quit work to take care of their parents. And that's the other thing. About 90% of family caregivers are having to quit work and switching maybe to part-time. And that's in the stats, too. Around 40% of caregivers had to switch from working full-time to part-time. So your reaction to all of this?
Yeah, well, it's pretty good evidence that people, don't really have a plan, right? I had somebody worked with years ago, and she was an office machine kind of salesperson, right? Doing the fancy copiers and all that type of stuff. And I'm pretty sure she was 100% commission, or maybe she had a little bit of a base, but not much. And, one of her parents got sick, then the other one got sick, and they didn't want to, have to go in any facility. So they had round the clock caregivers, but she had to also keep going in there. Well, she didn't have any time to do any sales. She's single. She was in her late 50s at the time, and she was using up all of her time and not making any money pretty much to help them. And they were burning through their assets at the same time. And when they finally passed away, she did not inherit much money, or anything, because they'd spent most of the assets. And then she was several years older and with no money because she hadn't been working and putting money away for retirement. So, it kind of hurt both generations. And so that's one of the things that you have to really watch for, is you need to have some sort of plan for this.
For so many of us, we don't really know how to address long-term care. So let's go over questions that you can tell us we need to be thinking about right now.
I think most people kind of know what's the issue, right? At some point, they may not be able to physically do everything they can today. There's this fancy term called activities of daily living. And once you can't do two of those six activities of daily living, you're going to need some sort of care. And there's really only three ways to do it. One is, you self-insure, which is what most people are doing. They have no plan. they might be intentionally self-insuring, but typically, they're just self-insuring by default, which means you're using up your own assets. And, the other one is you know, you can buy the traditional long-term care insurance. But the problem with that is, oh my gosh, there used to be a bunch of companies that said we've never had a rate increase. Now they've all had monster rate increases. Probably the biggest one I've seen was 267% over 3 years.
Good
yeah, tripling your, you know, and of course, when do you get that rate increase? When you're in your late 70s or 80s and you're more likely to need the care. Uh-huh. So you can't really do much about it. The third type is either annuities or life insurance that are specially designed that give you extra benefits. These I like because of the insurance company can't do anything to you. Once you have one of these, all the benefits are set in stone. Mm-hmm. They can't go around and mess around with anything or change any of the requirements and ask for extra money or, you know, anything like that. And, you know, and that's to me one of the biggest issues is, yeah, those, you know, you need to have some help. And the scariest part is really the case where, say, it's a couple just starts retirement. One of them gets ill all of a sudden, burns through. Right now, it's about $100,000 a year. It's mm-hmm. it's about $9,000, $10,000 a month. And if they burn through that money, you know, for 3, 4, 5 years, that other spouse, the healthy spouse, after the one that's ill passes away, could live another 20 years, but with maybe $500,000 less in savings. Mm-hmm. That is going to massively change their entire, you know, course of their retirement. So, you know, again, this is something where you want to have some details. You want to have some information on it. And, you know, one of the things we did set up here is a digital toolbox that has a lot of great data. Will your money last as long as you? Are you paying too much in taxes in retirement? But also it has a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth, which has a section on the long-term care issues. And if you want to set a time to meet. So all you have to do to get that whole access to that digital toolbox is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is something that Eric and his team have worked so hard for you on. And so this is something he's offering to you complimentary. Make sure you take advantage of this. We tell you about it, but make sure you put this number in your phone and take action, because that's why Eric and his team are here, to guide you about retirement. This is Wealth Creator Radio. That number again, 800-454-1184. Text the word toolbox. We're making it that simple for you. And then remember, check them out online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. All right. So Eric, you know, we talk about long-term care and high cost of health care in retirement. Walk us through how that fits into your retirement income strategy.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's like I said before, if one person gets ill and the other one lasts 20 years longer, I mean, yeah, that's going to massively affect that care, right? So we do have to have that built in. You know, you just have to have normal healthcare costs too, right? Just the, mm-hmm. not just the premiums, but I mean, dental insurance. I mean, I've had clients that, you know, the dental insurance is so bad in retirement. I have one client that said, you know, when I die, you better have these teeth on display to her kids, because, you know, she had $28,000 in her mouth. And, you know, and so, you know, so yeah, you have to, you know, account for the healthcare costs, but especially for the long-term care costs, you know, how are you going to do it? Are you going to spend down all your assets? That's can be fine if you're single, but if you're married, it's really tough to do. And so then you have to plan out, you know, how's that drawdown going to affect your overall situation? You know, and are you going to have some other money to still be able to be retired, still be able to enjoy life and do things, right? I mean, obviously, it's a huge difference if something happens in your 60s or 70s versus your 80s or 90s, right? So,
yeah.
So having some sort of protection for at least part of it, you don't have to insure all of it. You know, you still get Social Security. You still have some money coming in the door, even if you're, you know, ill. But, you know, at right now, about $9,000 to $10,000 a month in costs. Yeah, you need to have, you need to have something there, right? And, you know, we can't prevent bad things from happening, but yeah, you can have a plan, right? And that's, to me, that's the biggest thing is we all have a plan. It's either self-insure, traditional long-term care insurance, which is going up like crazy, or some of these alternative asset types of insurance products. And those are my favorite to do, having something in there just to protect you. So, you know, again, if you want a little bit more information and you want to get details on that, you can set a time or just look at our entire digital toolbox at the Wealth Creator Toolbox by texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Get your plan in place now with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. How many times have we all heard this before? It's not what you make, it's what you keep that counts. So it's less about the number of dollars you've saved, more truly about the strategies that you use with your savings. You want to make sure your money is moving in the same direction for one purpose, one singular purpose, and that's your retirement. So, Eric, let's talk about some of the things we can do to get our money moving in that right direction for retirement.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, one of the things I think people think of money is sometimes it's like points on the scoreboard. And the more you have, the, you know, I'm better off, right? Mm-hmm. Well, let's just think about that. If you've got $100,000 in a traditional IRA or you have $100,000 in a Roth, which one's better? Well, that's pretty easy, right? A Roth, because a Roth is tax-free. Right. So $100,000 in a traditional IRA would be maybe $70,000 after taxes. So you could have a lot more money. You know, if you have $1 million in a traditional IRA or $800,000 in Roth, again, right? Same percentages. It's what you keep after taxes, what you can spend. That's really all that matters. You know, lots of times people too also will talk about that 4% rule, you know, how much you can take out and so forth. But there's financial products out there where, you know, you can set up an income stream for life on a guaranteed basis. And lots of times those will end up paying you at 6% or 7%, depending on your age or when you start and such. So that kind of blows away the, you know, that 4% rule. If you can get, you know, I mean, difference between 4% and 6% is 50% more. Lots of times people don't really think that math in their head, but, you know, it is 50% more income, right? So yeah, there's a lot of ways to structure things, but again, it, you know, always comes down to that awful word that nobody likes to do is planning. So, you know, yeah. So if you plan ahead, you can get this done. So a lot of times, yeah, I've got clients that where they think, oh, I don't think I can retire. I'm not gonna be able to do this. And then we realize, hey, no, if we structured right, you're going to be fine. And, you know, lots of times it also depends on how much you're spending, right? That's the other big one too. So, if you got a $5,000 or $6,000 mortgage and, you know, you're 69, okay. Yeah, you know, you're going to need to have a lot more money probably. So, So it kind of depends on the situation, but again, yeah, got to have some planning, right?
Got to have some planning. And honestly, yeah, what we've saved, that's what we've saved, but we have to create money from that, right? We have to create income from what we've saved. And that's the big question in turning our savings into income. So let's talk about how we can find that right financial advisor to help manage our money in retirement. I would hate to do it alone. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, there's so many online tools and, you know, websites and all these things. And the silly part is they all just say, hey, take this much money out of your money, you know, out of your accounts and all that. Well, that's easy to be said, but one of the things that my mom was always worried about and the reason why my book and a lot of my stuff's named Worry Less Wealth is because she was always worried about where's my money going to come from? You know, how am I going to get this out? And it's a pretty common question that you know, I get for clients where we've done maybe planning for 3 or 4 or 5 years and now they're taking that big step and, you know, which is a big, scary step. One of my clients kind of equated it to Wile E. Coyote when he runs off the cliff and runs in the air before he finally drops.
Running.
And so it can be really scary. And most of us probably maybe have at least 10 buckets when we hit retirement of money, right? You got some bank account money, you got maybe some brokerage, you got an IRA, Roth, or, you know, when you add those all up, especially if you're married, you've got all these different buckets. Well, which one do you take first? Which one, you know, so a lot of times people just take their savings first. Well, a lot of times that's actually really horrible because, I was working with a client that sold their house last year. They were in an insane tax bracket. the funny part this year is they're in the lowest tax bracket. I mean, they went from literally the top to the bottom in terms of tax brackets, because right now they haven't turned on Social Security. Well, his wife's about to, and they haven't needed other stuff because they still had some money in the bank. So this year we should either be doing some Roth conversions or withdrawing money from IRA, because they're in such a low bracket. So the part that people don't understand, that a lot of times they have financial advisors or websites that say, you know, go talk to your CPA, and your CPA goes, go talk to your financial, you know, advisor or whatever. You know, they do this game of, I don't want to give you tax advice, I don't want to give you financial advice, but you need both.
But you need it, yeah.
Yeah, and if neither one's going to step up to the plate, that's awful. So that's why I'm actually licensed to do taxes and knowledgeable about that, is because you need to have that background, because the weirdest part about retirement is you get to pick your tax bracket. People don't get that until they have no idea what I mean by that until they actually see it in action. But when you're working, if you get that W-2, there's not much tax planning really you can do. There's little things, but not monster things. When you hit retirement, you can pick when you turn on Social Security. You can pick which account you take money from, and every one of those accounts is going to have a different effect. And it's the cumulative effect, right? It's not just one thing or the other. If you took a whole bunch out of one, it might raise your Medicare premiums. It might do other things. There's all sorts of adverse, you know, side effects of different ways to do it. And then there's also the dumb advice of, oh, don't take anything until you have to out of your retirement accounts. Well, yeah, if you go from the 12% to the 24% bracket, sorry, that's double, right? Why would I want to pay double the tax? That means you have to earn twice as much return just to keep up. That's just not going to happen, right? So that's where planning really comes in. And that's why we set up the toolbox that's got a lot of great things in there. Social Security decision, will my money last as long as I do? It also has a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth. And then even more importantly, you could set up a time to talk with me, Eric Heckman, directly. And you know, we can set up a call to find out what are your goals? What are you trying to achieve? So, you know, again, download that toolbox. It's a great resource, great place to start. Get yourself educated and get those resources. So again, all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And I do want to mention, you know, Eric, you have said your system is working very well for people. So our retirees listening need to take advantage of this. Another thing you can do, Eric, you have lots of events throughout the year. For all those details and even to sign up for them, go to wealthcreatorradio.com. Great information there, wealthcreatorradio.com. So, Eric, you know, some people might be listening and not even realizing maybe they need a financial professional to work with. So what are some common signs maybe that you've seen that maybe people can think, oh, maybe that's me. I need some help.
I find for most people, it's usually when it's a big enough number that they don't want to mess it up. So lots of times once you hit the 250, especially the 500,000, you know, of investable money, right? Liquid kind of money, you know, not talking about your home equity, right? Once you get that $500,000 or especially $1 million, that's where a lot of times they need it, especially when people hit, you know, that part of the field where they're getting almost to the touchdown and the, mm-hmm. you know, you don't want to mess that up. So just like in football, you know, you're trying to get to cross that goal line. Well, we want to do the same thing in our financial life, you know, 5 to maybe 10 years before retirement. And they start realizing, I was okay with building it up. I'm okay with, you know, what I've done so far, but I have no clue how to go the other direction, right? How do you flip it around and go in reverse and take this money back out? And, you know, what potholes do I don't know about and other things? And, you know, it's a lot of times knowing what you don't know. And of course you don't know that until somebody tells you.
Yeah, exactly. So
how do you find out? Well, that's when you work with somebody. And usually you want to work with somebody who's a holistic planner that does retirement distribution timeframe. So there's some people that, like, you know, if you just need term insurance, say, or you just need, you know, car insurance or whatever, talk to an insurance agent, right? If you want to have a little portfolio advice or something, you can talk to an investment manager or just go online or something. But if you talk to a holistic planner that knows taxes, licensed to do taxes, can do income planning, can do investment planning, that works primarily only with people in that 50, 55, 60 age category and up to show them how to switch that money into retirement, you know, that's super critical, I think, because it's a very different thing. It's just like, yeah, you don't go to a pediatrician when you're 50, right?
You know? Right.
So, I mean, you might want the lollipop. It's nice, but...
Just go buy one.
Yeah, just go buy one, right? And you look really tall compared to everybody else. So same thing here. You don't want to be going to some generalist, some investment manager or something. You want somebody who really knows about this, who knows how to use all the various tools out there. And really, to me, it's always – financial planning has always been more of a puzzle. How do you take all these pieces together and – you know, put them in the right spots. And then year to year, you have to keep watching this. This is not like a one and done thing, by the way, by any means, because right. Tax laws change, you know, Medicare law changes, all these things, right? There's always going to be some changes going along. And so you need to have that ability to have, you know, knowing where you're going, am I still on track? And is everything still good? Or did I spend kind of like too much money on too many fun trips? You know, all those fun things, right? So, yeah, so that's why we set up the digital toolbox to have a lot of great tools in there, a lot of great information. Social Security Dilemma, you know, when do you start that? Will my money last as long as I do? My book, Worry Less Wealth. And you can even set a time to talk. And I think it's more critical to do that. I mean, just set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. We just, you know, no pressure or anything. We'll just find out about your situation, see if we can help you, give you some advice. Sometimes we just part as friends, and lots of times we'll say, no, yeah, we could definitely help you a lot. So you want to get that information. So the easiest way is you can either text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Retirement is not a sprint. It's really like a marathon. But how do you plan for something that you cannot see the finish line? We're going to talk about that next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Stick around.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is offering to help you create a retirement strategy. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare plan, legacy plan. All those things are part of your strategy, your retirement strategy. You can get this toolbox at no cost. Just text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. And Eric and his team can help you with a wonderful retirement plan. Now, retirement isn't a sprint. It's like a marathon. And you have to pace yourself just like in a marathon because, you know, you have to make it to that finish line. But the challenge with the marathon of retirement, Eric, is that we don't know where the finish line is. And we're all living so much longer than ever. So are your clients concerned about running out of money before they run out of life? And then how do you help them? You know, how do you kind of comfort them and make sure they're going to be okay?
Yeah, I remember there was a study a while back talking about mostly really women that had this huge fear of being the bag lady, right, on the street, the corners, yeah, and running out of money. And even people with millions of dollars will have this fear. And so it is one of those things that we all worry about, right, is how long's that money going to last? How long am I going to last compared to my money? I guess it's probably the best way to say it, right? And you do need to plan for that because the things that used to kill you now just slow you down. And yeah, you might take a pill for this or that. And yeah, I mean, I remember my grandfather rafted the Colorado at 63. At the time, it seemed like such an amazing thing. And yeah, you know, now you got like stories about, you know, people that are 100 doing, you know, parachuting from planes and, and stuff like that. So our concept of age is massively changed. And so that's one of the things that you have to do is make sure that you have a plan. And like you said, it is, you know, more of a marathon. I do a lot of cycling, as you know.
Yes.
And so one of the things, especially, my youngest son, Aiden, likes to ride a lot with me. And, you know, we did the California coast. Well, he did the first 6 days of it. usually he sticks behind me and stuff like that. But some rides, he used to do this a lot more. He doesn't do as much, but sometimes, especially on downhills, he would pedal harder to go up the next hill a little bit, right, and go past me. And sure enough, on the next hill, as that hill would go back up, I'd pass him again because he spent a lot of energy going downhill.
Yeah.
And I just coast. And then he initially gets higher, but then he has to start working harder. Oh. And he's already been working harder. So pacing yourself is a big part of retirement and making sure that you can survive and last the whole time, right? That's one of the big things we do here at Heckman Financial, really, is we're looking at our clients every single year and saying, okay, you spent this much money last year. Here's how everything else did. Are we still on track? Everything's looking great. That's great. Or, you said you were going to be spending, I literally had a client that they said they're going to be spending $9,000 a month in retirement. And I just had them do the no BS budget, as I like to call it, but where you just take your last 12-month bank statements and add up everything you spent and divide by 12. And when they did that number, it came out to $15,000 a month they were spending. They were $6,000 spending more than, off of nine, right? So that's, that's not a little bit more. That's a lot bit more, right?
Yeah.
And so that all of a sudden really was messing up their projections. And so that's one of the things that we're able to tell you every year by year. So again, going back to the whole marathon versus sprint, you got to be checking in to see how long your distance is. Are you going to still make it? Do you have everything? Like for me, when I'm cycling, when's the next place I get water, right? Do I have enough food and all that type of stuff to make it through? And same thing with retirement. Yeah, you got to be planning on that. And, and that's one of the things that you have to do is have some lifetime money, have some guaranteed income that's not just government based, so not just Social Security, something that you've developed on your own. So that's one thing we help people with. And, having some money that's also can't go down in those bad years. But you also need to still, again, have that money that's growing. So you still want the market money. And then on top of that, you want to have some stuff that pays you income. So really those three types of money is one's foundational, so the stuff that can't go away. The other one's steady income, paying your cash flow. So that way you always have some cash in your accounts to withdraw. And then lastly, the market stuff, which of course we all know is the most volatile. So, when you have all three of those, the plan can work really well. But if you only have one or two, it can be pretty ugly sometimes in some years.
Right. So that is exactly right there, what you do to help people plan for additional challenges that can come with living a long life, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. So, one of the things that we do is look at all that and say, okay, what's the best tools to use? And I don't limit myself to any sort of different tools. Like sometimes you hear some of these ads like, you should hate this product because we hate this product. Really? Why do you hate a product?
Right.
You gotta
see what it's used for.
Yeah. I don't hate hammers. I mean, they're great for driving in nails. They're not great for putting on windows or something like that. So I just think it's silly when people say stuff like that. And really what you want to do is, what's the best tool for the job? What's the best way to get that income? What's the best way to get that plan? How do we get you across the finish line and make sure you're going to be there and not have to worry? So again, that's why we've built out all these tools in the Wealth Creator Toolbox. We've got Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do, which is what we're talking about, right? The Social Security decision of, when to start that, because obviously that affects a lot of that too. My book, Worry Less Wealth. And even you can set a time to talk, and we can set a time to talk with me, not somebody else, my staff. So, if you want to set up time and just be on the phone and just say, hey, here's my concerns, here's my questions. And then we can kind of go from there if it makes sense for us to meet or we just part as friends. So again, if you want to set up a time and get that information, that's great. If you just want to get all that education materials, either way, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox 800-454-1184 or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. All right. So, Eric, with a longer life, we're going to see things happen throughout life, good and then some bad. So let's get into some of those specific challenges that I mentioned that we do need to plan early for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the things that nobody really likes to talk about, and I think financial advisors are almost even worse about it, is what happens after one person's gone, right? So if you're married, you know, my parents had plans for, okay, my dad used to always say he lived to 88.
Aww.
You know, and he's still on track for that, but may not quite make it there. But he had no plans for my mom to get sick and die 3 days after her 60th birthday. I mean, she never got a social security check. She never got all that stuff that we'd planned on. And, you know, life happens, right? I mean, you got to, you know, plan for the worst and hope for the best, right? So that's one of the things that I think people need to be looking at. You know, another one is some sort of long-term care. How do you make sure your money lasts? If something happens, you know, one of you need to go either have home health care or go into some facility. Those numbers are astronomical. I mean, it's right now 9, 10, 11,000 per month. It's not as bad for this, you know, if it's a second spouse that needs it, that's not what I'm concerned about. The more concern I have is the first one. Because if that first spouse ends up draining $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 on their care, and that other person lives 20 years, that's going to really affect their income. And then obviously when that person passed away, you also lose one social security check, right? So you lost assets, lost income. You lost a lot. And yes, obviously your spouse too, right? So I think that's one of the big areas to look at. Obviously taxes, people always think, oh, and retire in a lower tax bracket. Well, guess what? You're going to have no write-offs. Most of the write-offs have been removed anyways. And, you know, your taxable income, lots of times your adjusted gross income might be lower, but your taxable income often is not that much different. And so again, you have to have a lot of tax planning in retirement because there's a lot of tax minefields that you hit with all these different buckets. So, again, it always comes back down to the same evil, awful word, planning, right? Planning. Nobody likes to do that. We don't want to do the fun stuff in life. We want to just go have fun and not have to think about it. But the funny part is once you plan more, you have more time to have fun.
There you go.
So, yeah. So there's a lot of great tools that are not long reads. They're really fast to go through. So we've got a couple PDFs up there about will my money last as long as I do, Social Security Dilemma. My book, Worry Less Wealth, that one's a little bit longer read. And then you could also even set up a time to talk with me directly and, you know, find out what are your concerns. We can kind of go over that and see if it makes sense to me. There's no cost, no obligation with working with us. So again, if you want to set up that time and or just at least get that data, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman will be right back.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
You are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I am Lou Anne Fulmer, and Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So Eric is here to guide you, to help you worry less and have a plan so you can have that retirement of your dreams. All right, so we're going to do our Wealth Creator mailbag right now, and I'm going to bring you some retirement questions to the airwaves. Are you good with this?
Yep, sounds fun.
Okay,
let's go for it.
First question. This is from Keith, and he says, I've heard estimates that healthcare costs will run around $315,000 for retirement after taxes. Could you explain that number? I've worked really hard and saved almost $600,000. That would mean half of my savings will go to just healthcare. I don't see how anyone can afford to retire if healthcare costs that much.
Well, a couple of things. One is that's for a couple, so I don't know if he's married or not, right? Sure. So, but no, I mean, it's not something that you pay at one time, right? You're not just forking out writing a check for $300 the day you retire. And so this is talking about the copays, you know, prescriptions, you know, all that stuff, dental, all this stuff over 20, 30 years of costs. And, you know, hopefully you've got Social Security money coming in and then earnings off that $600,000. So yeah, what we're talking about there is you do need to, you know, include maybe it's $500 a month or $1,000 a month for that healthcare costs in that budget of how much you're spending. And if you're, you know, if you run the income plan out and that's not enough money to retire, yeah, you might want to work for a little bit longer, right? Save a little bit more, you know, move to maybe a cheaper location in retirement. So, yeah, it is something that you do need to plan for because it's a big number. It's you know, a lot more than people think. And, you know, and of course, it kind of gets lumpy sometimes, right? Because it's, you know, all of a sudden you have one ailment and you have to do a bunch of stuff and then you recover over that and you're not spending the money for a while. So, yeah, it can be kind of something that jumps up at you at some point and then kind of mellows out for a while again. So, yeah, it's got to be part of everything of all that who knows kind of fund that you need to have, right? So,
right. Yeah. Okay. So, great answer there again. Just have to plan for it. That's what Eric says. So if you have a question about that, then certainly you could give them a call. The number again is 800-454-1184. So, you know, reach out to them at any time. They would love to help you with any of your own questions. We're digging into our Wealth Creator mailbag today. Next question is from Stuart. And Stuart asks, what are the rules for when I have to start taking money out of my 401k? Oh, I like that question. That's good.
Yeah. Well, Stuart, yeah, the big thing there is for really any type of retirement plan, so any of the fours, as I like to call them, the 457, 403b, 401k, they all pretty much have the same rules for the IRA does, but with a slight little difference. So with the 401k, whenever you do start taking money out, they do have to withhold 20%. For federal taxes. And lots of times I find my clients only need to withhold about 15. So that's one drawback. You know, and so they do have a little bit different rules. Also, when you hit that required minimum distribution, which once upon a time was at 70.5, now it's 73. If you're born before 1960 and 1960 and later, it's 75. That's when you have to, even if you don't need the money, you got to pay the tax. So they don't care if you spend it or save it, but you got to take out the money and pay the tax bill. The Uncle Sam needs his money back.
Yeah.
And so one of the big drawbacks with 401ks is say you've got two IRAs. You could take all the money that you have to take out of one or both. But say you took a bunch of money out of an IRA and you didn't want to take any money out of your 401k. Well, you'd actually have a penalty for not taking that money out. Because every retirement plan has to, any of the fours, they have to take that money from every single specific plan. So if you had two 401ks, you literally have to take whatever they have to take out from each plan.
Oh,
you can't aggregate those. So usually what we recommend for everybody is by the time you hit that required minimum distribution time frame, have it all in the IRA format. You know, it's a lot easier, a lot simpler. Also, if you don't need that money, you can donate those assets to a charity and not have to pay the tax on it. But you can't do that if it's in a 401k. You can only do that if it's in an IRA. So again, there's a lot of benefits for moving it to an IRA, not many benefits for keeping it into that old 401k format. You know, and so this, again, this is, you know, these are little tax things that a lot of people don't know about. I do a lot of tax training with Ed Slott, you know, Master Elite Advisors, and I'm certified to do taxes in California. You know, so I do a lot of tax training because you need to have that. You need to know not only how much money, you know, will your money last as long as you do in retirement, but you also know, am I paying too much taxes in retirement? And the only way to know all that is to work with somebody who actually knows taxes. So, again, we've got some great resources. Literally, am I paying too much in taxes? And retirement is one of the downloads you can get. And will my money last as long as I do, along with my book, Worry Less Wealth, and even a link to set a time to talk with me. So if you got any questions, you know, you can get all that at our digital site, which is our Wealth Creator Toolbox. And all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If you have questions, they have answers for you. And the other thing you can do, we just want to let you know, is just you can even call that number if you would prefer to do that, 800-454-1184, and you can visit with them that way. Thank you for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We're digging into our Wealth Creator mailbag today. This next question, Eric, is from Michelle. And she says, I keep hearing there are some benefits to contributing to an HSA. Any thoughts on that? Should I be doing that?
Yeah, so HSA is a health savings account, and so it's basically an account where you can build up money, you can put money in there, you get a tax write-off for funding it, and you do have to have a high deductible plan, so that's one thing you have to get used to is having a plan where they don't cover much until you spent a whole bunch of money. But if you don't use your insurance much and you're not needing it as much, it does allow you to build up a lot of money to have a tax-free account in retirement that can then pay your medical expenses. So it can be a great deal. You can't be funding those typically over age 65. So it's something you need to do when you're younger, right? So, but it can be a great way to have some tax savings. And in essence, it kind of grows like a Roth. But the better part is you actually get to put the money in and get a tax write-off. And then the money comes out tax-free like a Roth does, as long as you're using it for any sort of healthcare costs. And so, yeah, it can be a great source, but you do have to switch, likely the type of insurance that you have. So you have to also figure out, am I okay when I go see a doctor to pay $80 versus, $10?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a different plan, but yeah, it can be a great way to go.
Right. Very good. That's okay. Great information here as we're digging into our mailbag. Here's another question for you, Eric. Elizabeth asks, is my Social Security benefit going to be taxed? I can't figure out what to expect with that.
More than likely.
Yeah.
So they started taxing Social Security benefits in 1980. Then they only half of it. And then they raised it up to 85% in the early 90s. But both of those numbers never, ever got indexed for inflation. So originally it was supposed to be only the rich and wealthy people. Now it's pretty much everybody. Now, nice thing, shockingly for California, it's the only thing we don't tax pretty much is Social Security benefits. But it is on the federal side taxable. And, one of the things is, I had a client that took some money out of their IRA. And all of a sudden, that $30,000 withdrawal raised their taxable income by $50,000.
Whoa.
And you kind of go, hold it. How can a $30,000 withdrawal from an IRA increase your tax, your income by 50? Well, $20,000 of their Social Security benefits now got taxed. And so if you figure out the tax on that 30, it wasn't really a tax on that 30, it was a tax on 50. And so again, when you're in retirement, you get to pick your tax bracket. You get to figure out which bucket am I going to take money from? And if all you have is the taxable bucket, there's not much tax planning. You just plan to pay a lot of tax.
Wow.
So the way to fix this is plan ahead, have some tax-free money, have some diversity of assets and tax classifications, and then you can spread that tax hit over time. My goal for my clients is to have the lowest tax, not 1 year, but lowest tax over their lifetime, not just year by year. So that's really the calculation we want to be doing is how do you pay the least tax over your lifetime? And again, that's stuff that we've set it up and that's stuff that we do when clients meet with us. So if you want to look at either having time to talk with us or getting some of that great resources that we have in the toolbox, are you paying too much in retirement? Will your money last as long as you do? All that fun stuff in my book and time to meet. All you have to do is go to the Wealth Creator Toolbox and you can text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with Eric Heckman. This is Wealth Creator Radio. Stick around for the rest of our show.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
I am Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio. So, Eric, on our show, we often discuss different challenges and risks that happen in retirement. Today, I think I'll have you give us an example of someone who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles. And we call it, we don't like to call it, but we call it a financial fail. So why don't you tell us about it?
I think one of the biggest problems when people invest is they know what they're investing. Well, they sometimes, often they actually don't know what they're invested in, but they at least know the price of what they invested in. And they know at some point they'll sell it when it's worth a bunch of money, but they kind of Pollyanna-ish or whatever you want to say, don't even think about the fact that it could go down. And when do you bail out? And when do you jump ship or whatever you want to call it? And I've had lots of examples over the last 30 years of this for sure. One more recent one was a guy who's it's actually a pool cleaner. He's making over six figures as a pool cleaner, which is pretty impressive, but he's nearing 70 and that's a tough job. It's a lot of work, right? Mm-hmm. So he wants to buy a house down in Pismo Beach down the coast. And all he was waiting for was his Bitcoin to hit 300 and he was going to go do that. And his 150 became more like 75, I think, or something like that, if even that much. And so, of course, that changes the plans. I have another client that's looking to retire here and at the end of the year. And when they first met with him about 2 years ago, he bought a couple stocks. He actually bought several stocks, but there was probably about only two of them that were insanely great stocks. What happened was he... when we first met, we were saying, hey, let's have some money, more guaranteed and safer. And then when the market dropped, at least the stuff that he had done with us didn't go down. His portfolio that originally was worth 250, when they met with me, it was 1.4 million.
Oh my goodness.
Then the two big high flying stocks dropped like rocks. And unfortunately that 1.4 million dropped by $900,000 down to 500,000. So, he should still be saying, hey, I've still had 100% gain. So, right, you can't complain about that. But when you had a 600% gain or whatever it was, it's a little tough to stomach the fact that you once had that all. And it was an easy fix. All you do is do a stop loss, which is a thing where, that automatically triggers if this stock goes down. But people say, oh, no, it's just down for a little bit. It's going to come right back up, blah, blah, blah. No, they're still able to retire, luckily, but it's going to be a little bit more watching the numbers. And they were thinking about keeping two houses that they have right now. And now they're going to definitely sell one because they just need the cash flow and stuff. So a little bit different change of lifestyle. And again, that's just because they didn't have a plan. So we've got a lot of great resources sitting up at our toolbox says, will your money last as long as you do? What's the right time to take Social Security, even my book, Worry Less Wealth, and a way to set up a time to talk with me for 15 to 30 minutes, no cost, no obligation. So if you want to have access to all that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.